caps the rooftops, shrouds the earth in silence. Scotty howls and mourns, revels in the whiteness. My world is so small inside our cozy walls, so warm and so threatened by the end of days.
Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pry its bony fingers free.
Deafening thunder sweeps over and crumbles all beneath.
Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. Cold may come surround us, death's hand try to bind us. I will pray his bony fingers. Time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pry his bony fingers free.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas. It's October 13th, 2012. And I'm Just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's research page is titled Brass Tacks. And you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area, keep in mind that you're listening to Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This means we don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, Sean, Glenn, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Please support our sponsors and consider making a donation to our current pledge drive. RepublicBroadcasting.org is a unique news and information venue and regularly presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network. So check it out. This week, I gathered together about half the notes you'll see published today, while the rest remain in a Word doc on my desktop. If you'd like to peruse them all, you can shoot me an email with the title of the broadcast in the subject line to larkintexas@gmail.com, and I'll fire it back to you as an attachment. As you know, typically my research centers on religio-philosophy, as it may pertain to well-being, economy, law, and optimal nutrition. But I also try to stay on top of the mounting threats to our lives, our liberty, and to that which we all call our property.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, fill buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get down to brass tacks today. We're going to discuss Miss Prison of Treason, but also Liberty Garden, with our special guest today, Mr. Michael Shaw of freedomadvocates.org and libertygarden.com. Are you with us today there, Michael?
I am here, Lark. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you. For agreeing to come on today. I've been wanting to bring you on for some time, because I know we study a lot of the same things. How would you like to begin our discussion today, Michael?
Well, I'd like to respond to your inquiry. You have asked, though, about Liberty Garden. It's not a subject I talk about a whole lot on the radio, but if that's where you'd like to begin, that's where we can begin.
Well, I'd like to, but I'll tell you why I was struck by Liberty Garden, if you don't mind.
Go right
you know,
ahead.
When I was a little kid, 8, 9 years old, I determined that I was going to create my own Garden of Eden. And that would be my one great mission in life. And this would be my lasting legacy. And knowing that you're I believe you're a native Californian, is that correct?
No, I'm an Iowan, actually, but I've grown up here in California, and I've lived here for a long time.
Well, I was really impressed by the work that you did regarding the native plants, and also your arguments concerning stewardship of the land. And I had been familiar over the years with the arguments presented by first Rachel Carson in Silent Spring, 1962, then later on the tragedy of the commons, the arguments put forward by the makers of the End of Suburbia documentary, as well as the Story of Stuff. And it seemed to me that you had far surpassed the so-called concern that the county had for proper stewardship of the land. And I think you realized that there was something that was rather un-American that was conflicting with your right to develop this land as you saw fit. And so that's what struck me about that, because it was not too far removed from the way I always regarded the land and proper stewardship of the land. But for me, it had everything to do with I didn't have a right to poison the groundwater, because to me, property rights and any kind of rights extends only so far as you're not violating the rights of another. But bottom line is that I read about your story in the documentary Miss Prisian in Alameda County, Facing Down Agenda 21, where I listened to that and read other things, and it also mirrored my own experience when I finally closed my business down nearly 7 years ago. But please go ahead.
Well, let me start the story back in 1985 when I bought a parcel of land, 75 acres, west of Highway 1 in Central California, Santa Cruz County. I'd been living about a mile from this parcel for about a year at the time. And a piece of property came on the market, proclaiming spectacular ocean views. And so I went to look at this property, and it was in springtime, and the broker took me up on one of the two hills of this property that are separated by a valley and a little ephemeral, meaning part-time, stream that ran through this property. And she took me up to the top of this hill, which overlooked on one side Highway 1, the freeway that extends the coastline all across California. And I said, well, I can see the ocean, but I wouldn't call that spectacular. And she said to me, well, you got to go to the other ridge to see the ocean. I said, well, let's go over there. She said, well, you can't access that ridge because, it's all poison oak. And I said, well, if you can get me up to that ridge, give me a call. And so a month or two later, she called me and said, well, we've cut a trail up to that ridge, so we can get you up there. And we began walking this heavily wooded hill, lined by a wall 30 foot high of poison oak. And yet I could see out away from the ocean, and the views and the potential just excited me. And I decided right then to buy this property. So we bought it and began the process of taking this land, which was covered 100% with weeds, European grasses, and poison oak, and a variety of weeds, more than 200 species of European plants that totally dominated the landscape. And I had that same vision about creating a Garden of Eden, not just then, but when I was a youth as well. And we began, I sort of had a dream that inside this inaccessible landscape, was something really special. And so we began what now has become a 28-year endeavor to improve the plant life on this property. And lo and behold, what we discovered, which no environmentalist has acknowledged or attempted to replicate, is that, at least in California along the coast here, that the lifespan of a seed bank goes on maybe 100 years, because this land has not been tended or managed, nor has it burned in that period of time. I mean, the natural forces on the landscape here would see fires come in every so many decades, and that would clear out things like poison oak, which are native, and allow a new rising of the dainty little native California flowers and the very lush kinds of native grasses that would naturally grow in an area like this.
And that's what your attempt was to restore the native habitat, yes?
It was. And, tapping this forgotten seed bank became the magic of achieving that objective. We spent a year mowing and pulling and macheting out all of these unwanted species. And it took about a decade before some native grasses and some native flowers began to pop up in isolated batches. Mm-hmm. Today, I can report that the entire landscape is European plant free. Not that they can't come back, because their seeds last for a while as well, but they're being controlled annually through pullings, and the consequence is now that this entire 74-acre parcel consists exclusively of native plants. Nothing rare or unusual, but all delicate and beautiful. And it's the community of these plants that is truly unique throughout the state, because, California has been given way to weeds, and no place more so than the Central Coast, because where we are is a particularly Mediterranean-style climate. Down in Southern California, the land, the dirt is hostile to many plants. It's a more arid climate without much rainfall, and the soils are rather poor. But here in Central California, we get plenty of rain, and we get we have much nicer soils. And so everything grows here. Everything grows here. And
no, when I lived in California, I said to myself, this entire state's practically a Garden of Eden. I mean, California is just a special place. And I sensed that when I lived out there. And here you are taking the idea of private stewardship of the land to a level that I would venture to say most Americans would never really contemplate. And yet you still face difficulties in developing your own land.
Well, what I've learned is that if you do things that fight against the predominant political wave, and we are in such a period in America today, that you're first ignored and secondly ridiculed for your actions, and yet anybody who sees it, government agent or otherwise, is quite duly impressed, because this landscape is quite special. People who want to see pictures of it can go to libertygarden.com, where we do maintain some videos and some extensive picture views of what it is we've accomplished, some before pictures, but thousands of after pictures, and the flowers and the grasses, the shrubs.
Now, all of it's very impressive. Hold on there, Michael. Let's take this break, and we'll pick up again after these messages.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com.
Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Come on, baby, let me take your troubles away. Some mean old mama's got your head on in a horrible way. Still, for all your crying and all your pain, you're just the sweetest little woman that I've seen in my day. So come on, pretty mama, let me take your troubles away.
You know, I don't know if you realize this, Michael, but the very flag that flies over this land is a military flag, at least as it was compared to some of those earlier American flags. Nathaniel Hawthorne said in The Scarlet Letter, "From the loftiest point of its roof, during precisely 3.5 hours of each forenoon, floats or droops in breeze or calm the banner of the Republic. But with the 13 stripes turned vertically instead of horizontally, thus indicating that a civil and not a military post of Uncle Sam's government is here established. So, do you recognize that we are really under military rule to this day, I wonder?
Well, I'm not a student of that. Clearly, today, America is off its course. The consequences of that are devastating to an increasing number of people. And those devastating consequences will accelerate as time passes and as we continue to internationalize American cities as outposts of a new order. That new order calls for the abolition of private property. That's that relates back to my experience at Liberty Garden, and it calls for educational process that trains young people to be global citizens, not Americans. That process is fully in place today. Most children graduating from high school today view themselves as global citizens, not as Americans. So the educational process is working to its intention. That is the undermining of the American tradition and a departure from the principles of the American founding and the American Republic. And, those in charge of this transformation have said that if we're not able to do it this decade or this generation, we've got the younger generation locked up. And I think that may well be true as a result of the kind of educational process that we subject our children to today when we send them off to government schools. And the third process that we're seeing take full effect, the third element of Agenda 21, sustainable development, is to use technology for the control and management of all human action. And that technology is evidencing itself all around us, and generally people are becoming aware of that. It's the eye in the sky, these GPS satellites that can watch everything you do. It's RFID driver's licenses that record everything about you onto a chip that can be read by the readers of these chips with your wallet and your driver's license in your pocket. You can walk into a building and a full dossier on you can be gathered by the people.
And you know, Michael, I have seen it in my own life. I mean, there are literally thousands of people all around me that are actually quite taken with all this technology and the possibilities for the future. It excites them to no end. And I remember back in 08, speaking to several libertarians that thought this kind of technocracy, although they didn't use that word, was quite the lovely thing. And yet they said that they were champions of liberty. And so from what I see that I'm surrounded by criminals.
Well,
and we're talking everyday Americans that, we're not just influenced by, well, they were influenced by the public schooling. I know I've got a 27-year-old niece with two college degrees, and, a year ago she was changing bedpans, working in some program sponsored by AmeriCorps. I'm just shocked. And, she lives in your neck of the woods down there. I mean, all the universities today are completely communitarian. It's for me, it's revolting.
Well, the communitarian education is part of this global, march for global citizenship. And it is the purpose of academia in America today to do that.
Well, let's take this break, Michael, and we'll pick up on the other side, and maybe we'll even take a few calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
you want to learn how you can find a six-figure mining job in Australia without a degree? Do you want to learn how you can escape the USA and move to New Zealand and Australia, where wages are higher, unemployment is lower, the economy is better, and people enjoy more freedom? Visit www.kriegercapital.biz to buy a copy of the How to Escape America Guide, or sign up for a personalized immigration consultation. Moving to New Zealand and Australia is easier than you think. That is www.kriegercapital.biz. Again, kriegercapital.biz. Check out the special for RBN listeners.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I know you want to make mention of this Miss Prison of Treason initiative of yours, Michael, and to let you know we have 4 callers on hold. How would you like to proceed next?
It requires some understanding of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and how it infiltrates local communities. Because the misprision of treason is a reaction to Agenda 21 implementation at the local level. It makes your elected officials accountable, not just today, but for the rest of their lives, for the treasonous activities that that relate to its implementation, and in specific, the implementation of Agenda 21 through the organization called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This organization has contracts with over 600 American cities for implementation of Sustainable Development Agenda 21 in direct contravention of Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. So state law. And as far as I know, in every state has what's called a misprision of treason statute, which allows citizens to come before officials, whether it's the city council or board of supervisors or the sheriff or the district attorney, and issue what's called a misprision of treason, making them responsible for ferreting out this illicit activity happening in your local community. And even though they may pay no attention to you today, if Americans are able to recapture the republic and make, we then can make these officials accountable for what they've done in the past. And so it hangs around their neck for the rest of their life. And that's why it is that we encourage the issuance of misprisions of treason to cities that have contracts with this foreign NGO called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives.
And
for
of
now,
course,
why don't we move on to the phone callers?
Yeah, let's do that. And I'd like to pick up on this idea of misprision of treason again, if we have the time, because for my money, we can charge the local sheriff and city officials, and this could go, if nothing else, it's rather like hanging a scarlet letter on someone, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is.
All right, well, let's bring up David in New Mexico. David, how are you?
Hey, Lark and Michael, and I'm a regular listener to your program. I love it. I love the sorts of things you do. I used to be a reporter for the Mendocino Grapevine back during the building code wars in Mendocino County, so I'm a little bit familiar with what's going on in California. I'm very interested in the bringing up just as a specific example. You were talking, Michael, how you had demolished all that poison oak on property you purchased, and I'll have to say I'm no friend of poison oak. It sounds like you did a wonderful thing there, and I'm sure it's quite beautiful. But I know the government has a lot to do with what's happening, particularly with the coastal properties over there, and talk about the use of property in regards to ICLEI. But I was also concerned, I also have a question to raise. I know you wanted to conserve and revert to native plants and species, and in a way I can sympathize with that. However, most conservationists, they're concerned about evolution and things, and evolution, plants and animals have been traveling the earth for thousands of years, and species come and go in local areas. Who's to decide what changes and what must stay the same? And I go with the private landowner, so I think you've done well as a private owner, but how do you feel in terms of ICLEI interfering with private landowners doing what they wish with their own property?
Well, that issue that you raise is much broader than just ICLEI. ICLEI is an agent for the abolition of private property. And in that regard, they need to be pushed out of the communities that they're in. But more broadly speaking to your comment, it's true. Things do evolve and things change, and I have no problem with that. But in respect to European plants dominating the California coast, I'll make these comments. The kinds of grasses that take over California grasslands coming from Europe become monocultures, and that monoculture just won't support the native species, whether it's insects and or mammals. And so when we transform ourselves from a diverse native plant environment to a monoculture that is very flammable, that is an annual plant that provides no benefit to any species other than cows, certainly not any native species, that then we can take a look at that, and you ask the question, who makes the decision? Well, the decision on how your land and how your house looks is yours. But what happens when you have communities that are dominated by ICLEI policies like Santa Cruz County, which is one of the prototypes going way back for this globalist land takeover, you find that what happens in a case like mine is you can take land that's zoned for 29 houses, and after 2.5 decades of trying to get something developed, and finally just resorting to, okay, county, let me build my house out there. I spent 4 years attempting to get one house built on land zoned for up to 29 houses, and I couldn't do that. They wouldn't even deny me a permit. They simply won't act on the application. So the dynamic that we face in America today, often driven by organizations like ICLEI, I won't put the whole blame there, it's the local politicians, it's the Democrats and the Republicans, both committed to this new world order. And as a consequence, if you do something like what I did, all they want to do is steal your property. And they know that that if they deny you all use, that eventually you wither away and they end up with the property.
And Michael, so, David,
break you.
David, why don't you hang on there? We've got two other callers. Stay with us, and let's bring on William in Oregon. How are you, William?
Well, it's afternoon here. Good afternoon. I'm William Blair from Infrospect, and we are basically an educational foundation, and we do several investigations. One of the most important things I see that we need to go back and framework on is certainly we have the ICLEI and how that apparatus works. The ICLEI is working from a capstone doctrine. Basically, that is sometimes coined as the New World Order and all these other inventions. Most importantly, in the ICLEI apparatus is the idea of local law. Local law is masked as communitarian law. However, local law is really Vatican sort of law.
Yeah, it goes to the subsidiary subsidiarity doctrine.
Right, and very important, the law of trust. One of the things that comes up that people can actually do is actually examine how they develop their goal value priorities and their operational goal value priorities, which is the basic nature of the UN kind of doctrines that spin off the UN dogma. And the UN is a very important to understand, is a international religious corporation, i.e. the Temple of Understanding. So we have a pretty good overarching idea of what is involved here. We have religion, politics, and scientific applications. The matter of property has a lot of different dimensions, but the basic...
Speak into your phone there, William. We're having trouble picking up
okay.
The sound here and there.
Okay. The basic is that we have the collectivist idea of communal property and so forth, and then we have that individualism. In a very brief, quick reflection is that the United States Constitution and any sovereign constitution was built on individual regards as opposed to a collectivist kind of idea of that which is to the advantage of the majority.
And this is all leading just to a sophisticated form of 21st century slavery. Would you gentlemen agree, Michael and William?
Agreeable. So we have Agenda 21 and various other inventions. And these are known as conventions, but they're actually inventions of innovative international law. which is ELAW, it's called ELAW, and various other institutions that are working for a global government, not a governance.
What you're suggesting is that, in truth today, we don't have public officials. We have basically, people who are answerable only to their paymasters. They're in public-private partnerships. You can't even own a business in America today without making Uncle Sam or the state your partner.
Probably the essence of that lies in the idea of taxation, and the fact that in taxation, people confess. They do not acknowledge taxation for the community good and so forth. They confess that they owe tax to a corporate kind of state. The marriage between the fascist and the Marxist state is very clear. The fascist is the supreme corporate state, and the Marxists believe that they must be measured and contribute to the corporate state. And that means that you go into a doctrine called aggregate allocation. This doctrine goes down into the ICLEI and other doctrines such as inclusionary rezoning. So you have ecological habitat and you have human habitat. And it's very important in the dynamics of eugenics and those sorts of ideas that you actually force the people into metroplexes where you literally, and I'll quote, optimal consumption pathways. And basically the doctrine is human capital transport to optimal consumption pathways. What that does is it forces people into metroplexes where the corporate spinoff, the profit, whether it's nonprofit or profit, actually is maximized, whereas the rural element is done away with in terms of alloidial property and actually real ownership. One of the most important glaring examples is the taking of indigenous people's lands, such as in the Indian rights issues and so forth.
But I know you argue, William, that we're all indigenous.
Absolutely. We are all indigenous. And in fact, that is UN findings, as much as they did not plan on that. But Scandinavians are indigenous. Native Americans are indigenous.
Hold that thought, William. And let's get your thought, Michael. And we'll bring up Vicky as well.
Go ahead.
Michael?
Well, I think that's addressed a number of issues. I mean, I'll relate to that latter issue as the matter of creating the smart growth enclaves, which is the one of the two core land use elements of Agenda 21. You know, the land use dynamic splits into two focuses. One is the creation of wildlands, which is constitutes over 50% of the United States of America. These lands are to be off-limits to human beings and off-limits to any extraction. That means we can't get our oil, we can't cut our trees, we can't mine our minerals, and we can't even access the water resources in these areas. All of this is designed in order to create a resource shortage, some of which we're experiencing today, which will become much more egregious as the decade rolls along. And the consequence of that is that people won't have what we need to live. And that conforms to the Agenda 21 protocol set out on page 773 of the Biodiversity Assessment Report, one of the three documents that mastermind the Agenda 21 protocol. And that document calls for a reduction in human population from 7 billion to 1 billion. Well, once we cannot access our resources, and that's certainly the case in America today, it becomes very foreseeable that population is going to suffer.
And, so now we have millions of Americans that are actively working towards eliminating their fellow man, and they don't even realize it, most of them.
Well, that's right. You referred to those people as criminals before, and I'll take a little issue with that. Criminality requires what's called a mens rea. That means you got to know what you're doing. You've got to have
knowledge of forethought.
Knowledge of forethought.
But didn't the communists call these people unwitting dupes and useful idiots?
Well, that's for certain what they are. But they are implementing the plans of the true criminals. I mean, people who have a different worldview, and that worldview at its core is anti-human. And the whole Agenda 21 protocol, if it is studied by the citizenry, is very apparently anti-human.
Well, hold on there, gentlemen. Let's take this break. We'll pick up on the other side.
These things can only matter.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Could really drag that bow.
welcome back. Well, we're in our final segment. And so, gentlemen, I'd like you, Michael, to close out the broadcast today. I apologize to Werner and Vicky that the pace of this broadcast and the length is rather short. So, David, would you have about 45 seconds of some more input? Still with us, David? Let's go to you then, William.
Probably what really is important is that the contributors to your broadcast are very well insighted, and it's very important that we remain intelligible instead of intelligent. The collaborative governance movement is a political ideology, and it basically says this: those seated not at the table are out, and they'll be alienated and disenfranchised. The other things I can think of in a very quick moment would be that the criminality aspect is beyond a shadow of doubt, and you get into a thing where there are basically two classes, and the underclass is restricted to functional specialization. They operate within the allocation model. There is an element of human decency here and a wild card that means that that people must have, under the general welfare principle, have the ability to develop their psyche and their decency.
I appreciate that, William. Your website is INFRA, infraspect.com. Michael's website is freedomadvocates.org and libertygarden.com. Michael, we appreciate very much that you dropped in today. Would you like to close out the broadcast with some final words?
Well, if people are interested in the Misprision process, I suggest you go to freedomadvocates.org. You can learn about ICLEI. You can learn about the Misprision process. I suggest you do not proceed with doing this yourself until you're conversant with Agenda 21 philosophies and policy. But once you've established that base, and if you've got that base, then the Misprision is a beautiful way of causing your public officials, the ones responsible for allowing sustainable development, Agenda 21 policies into your community. It's a way to put them in the game, because right now they're acting with impunity. And once they've been misprisoned with treason, it is a tag that hangs around their neck for the rest of their life. And if the Republic is reestablished, they're going to pay a price, and that's something they're going to have to think about today, tomorrow, and the rest of their lives. And so I suggest it as a very effective process for beginning to right the ship.
Likewise, I agree. It's worth taking a look at. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for Mary Toko. And stay tuned to RBN.
It's true.